Someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours,
darling, I'm yours,
I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you hear it in my song? I'm yours. Oh, my life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours. And I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours.
You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And that's right, we are here for another episode of Sunday Service. Oh, it's the gospel. It's the supernatural Americana. We have bluegrass, country, folk, jubilee, vocal group harmonies, doo-wop, all of that. All 1950s. We even have hip hop. We even have classical. We have it all right here for you. Mixing it in. Also mixing it in with that soul. We have it all. It's all vintage. Everything to the core of I'm sharing my world, the Boston Medium world, with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to have a fantastic show. It is a beautiful Sunday. It is hot out. It is hot, hot, hot. And we're going to take in all that vitamin D from the sun. We're going to take in all of that lovely nature, and we're just going to rejoice today, because that's exactly what this is all about. It's all about rejoicing. It's all about connecting and getting it in with spirit and angels. Oh my goodness, I had a dream last night. Bruce Lee was in my dream, and he said, be like water. So I got so inspired today. Today's Tuesday's Paranormal Playground Sounds is going to be crazy, because we're going to do a whole show, obviously, dedicated to Bruce Lee. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that, but it's going to happen. So I love you so freaking much. Please, thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be an uplifting episode, as usual. So stay tuned. We got some ragtime here up for you. Of course we're going to play the ragtime. Of course we're going to play the Dixieland jazz. Of course we got to have it. We're going to have it. We're going to celebrate all of life here with you on WMFO 91.5 FM. Right here, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
was a hermit named Fred, who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves a nut, the whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. Guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs, and erected a tombstone in red.
Everybody loves a nut, the whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world.
Got the blues. Well, anyway, that's the title of this tune. It says Swing Blues. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, come in, Tommy, tell us.
Lord, I'm going up the country.
We up the country?
Sorry, but I can't take you.
Now, look at you, man, have a heart.
Lord, I'm going up the country. Sorry, but I can't take you.
Why in the world can't I go along, huh?
Oh, there's nothing up the country a guy like you can do.
You don't know me. Hey, look out, Elton. Oh, let's play. Well, after all, the blues does swing. If you swing it, you know, yeah. My baby caught the Santa Fe, left me a mule to ride.
Yes, yes, go on, tell me.
My baby caught the Santa Fe,
sort of pulled out.
Left me a mule to ride.
Is that a pretty good mule?
When that old train pulled out, that mule laid down and died.
Must have been on that short grass at the sand car.
Yeah. Hey, man. Oh, Mr. Man. Well, it's women and children hollering, Willy Willy. What do you think? I think you will. Let's go, Herb. Let's go.
Lord, I walk from Dallas, clear into Wichita Falls.
Now look here, boy, I know how far it is. That's quite a space.
Lord, I walk from Dallas, clear into Wichita Falls.
You wouldn't stretch the truth just a little, would you? Then you stop off at Fort Worth.
If I don't see my baby, that won't be no walk at all.
Is that man serious? Come on, Tiny, let's hear you play. Mandolin.
Shovel of coal.
Cruel old engineer.
He started pulling the throttle.
Mean old fireman.
guys together, what did they do to you?
Took my loving gal away.
Yeah, how come?
And left me standing here.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
the country. I'd be living in a tent. Ma and Pa were sure mad about all the money I spent. I can't understand just where it went. Well, I ain't broke.
Welcome back. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. It is Sunday, Sunday, beautiful service. And guess what time it is? Oh, you know what time it is. It is time for a shamanic. Oh, no, no, no. No, shamanic drumming is on Tuesdays. It is time. Oh, it is time for Sunday service. We're bringing in that gospel. We are bringing in that gospel. So we're having paranormal activity happening. That's right. We are having all kinds of paranormal activity that is happening with us. And we stay close to this. We stay close to this energy of beautiful, pure spirit right here, right now with us. We take it all in. We take it all in. Take a moment right now to collect your thoughts, to collect. This is a moment right now to get situated. Breathing in, exhaling. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Your life is good. Your life is good. Life is good. Gonna inhale. Life being good, and exhale. Life being good. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and having me be here as a clear conduit and a clear channel to express exactly what wants to come forward. And we sit here on Sunday service, right here and right now. You see, we're here and we dedicate this time of creativity. We dedicate this time of inspirational speaking to have it be a creative, connective time right here. And we uplift the vibrations every Sunday. So this is where our church is right here. We get to play in this playground of God is what we call it. It's a playground of God. It's a playground of extraordinary awakening right here and right now. Right here and right now is a playground of extraordinary awakening through mediumship and sound. Prepare to be astonished for your greatest yet to be. Prepare to be bedazzled. Prepare to be enchanted by your own self, by your own truth, because that's what it comes down to right now. See, as I'm coming in, Spirit is bringing in this message of understanding what it's like to be in awe of you. What it's like to see you as the prize, to understand what it's like to see you as a celebrity, to see you as the idol, to see you as something. to worship and idolize. You see, it's you. It's all within you. Everything that we admire and love about another person, you see, that's within ourselves. Do you ever notice that? Do you ever notice that we have these celebrities and we have these musicians and we have these people and that we meet and there's just something about them. There's an attraction, whether it is sexual, whether it is romantic, whether it is friend, whether it is professional, whether whatever it is, that is a something about them that you've got to be a part of. There's something that you've got to connect with. There is something that you want to be around. That is you. That is a mirror of goodness that you have bestowed upon you. And that person has come into your life as a soulmate and a connective channel and a connective conduit to remind you about you. You see, Spirit wants to come in right now and to tell you about yourself, to tell you about that everything that you love in this world is you. Everything that you admire, everything that you want to be a part of, everything that you become attached to, everything that you cannot live without, that is you. So when we understand these times in our lives where we have to let go and we have to disconnect, or we move on to the next stage of our development and we move on to the next stage of life and we move on to the next stage and we must say goodbye to these bodies and we must say goodbye to this life, we come back to understanding and we come back to knowing that we never really die, that experience never really leaves us. And we come back to understanding, oh my goodness, that thing that we're missing, or that loved one that we're missing so much, and we're wondering, why did I get that experience, and then why do they have to just leave? We understand in that moment, that was us. That was a part of us, and it will always be a part of us, and we'll always see our loved ones again. We will always connect with them in some way, but just because it's not in that form. We will always see them in a different form. We'll always be a part of each other in a different form. There is no separation here, so we must remove this idea of loss and pain and hurt, and we must remove this idea of longing and grieving, and we must step into the now. We must step into the reality of what is real, and what is real is that every single thing is a part of us, and nothing ever truly leaves us. You see, nothing ever really goes away. Nothing ever. We are never really left alone. We are never. The only thing that makes us feel alone is this experience. The only thing that makes us feel alone is the ego. The ego, when we are no longer feeding the ego with what it knows, but we're no longer feeding the ego with its routine response and its automatic response to things, we start to mesh with this thing called the ego, and we start to feel the longing. But do you ever notice what that happiness feels like? Happiness feels like a detachment. Happiness feels like there are no cares, there are no worries in the world. Happiness is like a feeling of being taken care of by an invisible force. You don't know where the next thing is going to come from to help you. You don't know where the next thing is gonna land. You don't know where the money may come from. You don't know where the next job you don't know where that next love is going to flow into your life. We don't know, but we do feel it, and we do know that it's on its way, and we do know that it's coming, and we do know that it's here. We do know it's omnipresent. Feel that. This is the most potent energy right now, because we just went through a Cancer new moon. That Cancer moon is still shining. That Cancer new moon is the essence of emotion that lies within us and connecting us with the greatest possibility that we could ever feel right now. And feeling this, and feeling into the energy, and feeling into our nature, and in feeling into infinity. And then we say we are loved. As we say we are loved, we continuously grow as we say we're loved. We say we are joyful. We say we are harmonious. We are safe in our plentitude of God. We are safe here, connecting. We are safe here, feeling good. We are safe here, feeling loved. We are safe here always. That safety net and that protection is always with us. That safety net and that protection, even if you can't see it, it's here. It's here in the unseen. And this is what the Infinite Spirit says. This is what the Infinite Spirit has for you and has arrived here and channeling here. And it keeps going. You see, this is love. This love that is flowing, it never dies. This love right here that I'm channeling infinite spirit, that channeling infinite spirit here to you, this is a love. This is a love language. I can imagine any other possibility right now that is so magnificent, that is so sparkly, that is so good, that is so radiant and energetic. It's here. It feels good. It feels like love. It feels like a connection. It feels like a spark. It feels like the angel is right here, doesn't it? Because it's true, because the angel is here. Your spirit guides are here. Your spirit guides are helping. They're going to get you through everything that you said that was impossible. Everything you said, why am I alone? Why aren't you helping me through this, God? Oh, God, why aren't you here? God, I need your help in those moments where you feel God is absent. Those moments where you feel spirit is absent. Those moments when you call and you call and you call. And you said, I had so much faith. I have so much faith. Why is this taking so long? In those times, that's where you're building. That's that they're there with you the most. Those are the times where they're there with you the most. I know it sounds so cliche. I mean, I know it's not what you want to hear. You want to remove yourself out of suffering right now. You want an instant fix right now. But the reality is that when we feel those unpleasant feelings and we feel that pain, not only is it a learning experience, it is beyond a learning experience. That's where your joy is. You see, they're trying to show you where your joy is. Pain is not meant to be in your life and dominate your life most of the time and most of a percentage of the time. It's okay to have these difficulties. It's okay to have these breakthroughs. It's okay to have these obstacles. But when we're here, we don't live there. We go through it, we get out, and we come back strong. That is the doorway to your happiness. That is the doorway to your freedom. That pain is the doorway to your freedom. We must face it head on. We must face these things head on. And as I say, we must face these things head on. What does this mean? It means our heart must be open. Having an open heart is the most difficult, will be the most challenging, the most courageous thing. It is more courageous than entering combat, and I will tell you this. Having an open heart is more difficult. It's harder to hate. To love is so much more challenging. It uses so much more intelligence to love. So let's connect with this place called love. Let's connect with this place called now. That's what the Infinite Spirit says. Thank you, God, and thank you. Thank you for letting me channel, and thank you for everyone for being here. Amen. Thank you. This has been a beautiful channeling right here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All you could say, all I could say, all the words of gratitude just come in because we all go through things. We're all going through difficult times. But when we can turn on a channel, we can turn on to a station, we can tune in to a frequency of a broadcasting of media that is telling you good news, that is giving the good news. We can move forward and we can want to live and we can carry on and we can create more and more. We can have it. We can have it all. You look to the sun and you look to the magnificence of spirit. See, we can have it all. We can have it all. You've got here because you were supposed to be here. All those challenges and all the turbulence and all the things that you felt shame or hurt, what you did, what you didn't do, what they did, what you did, everything that's done to you, everything that you have done to cause pain, pain that's caused upon you. We remove these constant thoughts of worry. We send it out into the ethers, and we say, you are an experience. That is that I chose to learn from. Breathe it in, breathe it in. Breathe it in. Woo-wee. Life is, it's good. It's a good life. It's a good life. Breathe it in. Exhale. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for joining me with that. Thank you. We must forgive forgive, forgive. Forgiveness is in every single thing. Forgiveness is in the direction of our manifesting. It is in every step we take. The forgiveness is in our creation. And when we forgive, we come back strong. With that, thank you so much. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Moronite, the Boston Medium. Please tune in. I'm here till 2 p.m. I love you. This is Sunday service. I hope you're taking in all of that energy. I hope you're taking in all of that channeling. And you get to carry that and you get to have that for the rest of the day. So right now, I was inspired to play some Buddy Holly. It just came in. You know, sometimes I'll sit here and I'll hear songs like the spirit is here with me being like, can you play some? I felt like Buddy Holly was right here. So here is Every Day by Buddy Holly. Yeah, and the crickets.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
This is the history of the violin. From the old dusty workshops in Cremona they came, and inside you always found the violin maker's name. They had no way of knowing the violins they made. Hundreds of years later would be treasured and played. The names of the great master violin makers who lived, worked, and died in and around the small country town of Cremona, Italy, stand out like a cluster of shooting stars in a pitch black sky. Names like Amato, Guarneros, Stradivarius, Baganzi, Guarnanini are only a few who made Cremona the cradle of violin making. But it was in Brescia, another town in Italy, where it all really began, with the great Gasparo di Salo, the man they claim started it all. He was born in 1540 and he died in 1609. But it was from this man that Paolo McGinney and Andrew Amato learned the art of violin making. It was years later, in 1644, that a young man named Antonio Stradivarius was born. He too would learn the art of violin making. And he would learn from the great teachers Nicholas Amato, the grandson of Andrea Amato. Antonio Stradivarius would become the world's greatest violin maker. His secrets would be sought by violin makers the world over. And to this day, the secret formula used in preparing his varnish has never been found. It is said the formula was written in the family Bible, with instructions it not be given to anyone outside the family, and only then if the family member took up the art of violin making and vowed to never reveal it to anyone. One instrument displayed in a museum in Oxford, England, looks today as it first did when he applied the last coat of varnish in 1716. Some who have seen it swear that it looks as if the varnish is still wet, and the sound, though played only once in public over 100 years ago in Paris, has been said to have the voice of 100 angels. It is said to be Stradivarius' most perfect violin. He refused to sell the instrument and allowed not one to touch it or play it while he lived. It hung on a wall in the great master's house until he died in 1737. Antonio Stradivarius called this violin his master, and it became known as the Messiah and is called by that name today. From the dusty old workshops in Cremona they came, and inside you always found the violin maker's name. They had no way of knowing the violins they made. Hundreds of years later would be treasured and played.
Upon a plot shop, set it down, found vacant. He gon' make it into something better now. Born here, conversating, farmland, planted 7 rows. Will it ever grow? Never boastful about the ethics, set it deep into the earth. Work and serve all the rest. Let it come or not. Hot summer, sun, bumper crop. Overnight it's so some thought. Now they talking that. What you really need to get this wind thoughts getting all dear and strange. Better not be mystical. Typically the criminals here they hang. Ain't nobody ever seen you cultivate fake until.
Give it away, hey. house all day, and now you want to give it away. Oh, no, 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 baby, no, 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 baby, no, 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 baby, please don't give it away. Oh, please don't give it away.
We'll be right back. are places that this heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
That wraps it up right here for Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tabs Freeform Radio. I am the Boston medium, your favorite psychic medium, and it's been a pleasure. It's been a joy. It's just been another beautiful Sunday service. I am so grateful. Thank you so much for being here. Please uplift. Take this energy with you throughout the week. This is Sunday service. This is here to uplift you, empower you, and help you to understand supernatural help is right around the corner, and that supernatural increase is here for you. You can have anything that you want. You just have to tap into your power and make it happen. I love you. Stay tuned for next this Tuesday. I'm here from 6 to 8 p.m. Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we'll check out what's going on in my dreams. Until then, I love you so much. Ichi Levadesh. Have a good, beautiful, sparkly, inspiring afternoon.
Something's wrong.
Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.